Well, good afternoon, or for those in the UK, it's good evening. I don't think I've adjusted quite yet to the time difference. But it gives me great pleasure this afternoon to present the opportunity of giving you access to the Face of Global Sex 2010 report implications for healthy communities and sexual health and education programs. Now, first of all, I have to disclose that I am employed by SSO International in my role as Vice President of the Durex Network. So obviously there is a very strong link here to the Durex Network report. But all the work that Durex does in its social arm, which I head up, is for the benefit of the category. We don't promote just the one brand. It's about raising the profile of the whole condom category, including female condoms. So the research question, based on the need to promote sexual health knowledge, attitudes and practices for the promotion of healthy minds and bodies, this study focuses on identifying segments of the youth population in Europe that should be targeted in sexual health campaigns. Also, we need to take into consideration the cultural aspects that either facilitate or hinder the adoption of this knowledge, attitude, or practice. In the scientific literature, many authors cite important determinants in the context of social interventions. And this is also true when comparing Eastern and Western Europe, as we can see here from the statement from Banik and Helb, way back in 2004. Now, based on these contextual and theoretical assumptions, we determined a CAP scale, that's knowledge, attitudes and practices, on sexual health, and after pre-testing and conducting various analyses for validity and consistency, we used a multivariate regression model to identify some specific determinants of higher levels of sexual health CAP amongst those European youth. We applied this model to a study that was conducted in 15 countries, 9 from Western Europe and 6 from Eastern Europe. A clustered multivariate regression model was used in this case to also identify differences between the Western and Eastern regions. In total, the sample was 15,800, and these were youths based aged between 15 and 20. For the final model, we used as a reference group youth from Eastern Europe, females. They were dating, living alone, and having friends as their main source of sex education. The data collection was conducted by Trendwolves, an independent agency using electronic survey questionnaire and respondent panels. And this organization is based in Brussels, and we were able to get IRB approval for this study from Ghent University in Belgium. The final CAP scale has 41 variables, subdivided into 17 for knowledge, 17 for attitudes, and 7 for sexual practices. During pre-testing and factorial analysis, due to inconsistency, one of the 8 original practice variables was dropped out of the final composite. Scores varied from -1 to +1, considering expected positive and negative sexual health responses for each of the variables. Neutral responses were scored as 0, and therefore the final scoring structure for the CAP scale range from negative to positive 41. Now, these are some of the examples of question. These are some of the examples of the questions that we used in the final questionnaire. All of the questions were derived from other sexual health CAP studies conducted either within the region or from other parts of the world. Now, these are the results found from the regression model. As we can see on this slide, positive and statistical significant coefficient of associations with CAP was found for Western Europe. Negative and statistically significant coefficients of association were found for gender, that was being a male, being married or single, living with your partner, and having an increasing number of sexual partners. Positive and significant associations were found for interpersonal sources. This is very temperamental. Sorry about this. Positive and significant associations were found for interpersonal sources of sex education. And this was especially true amongst the healthcare professionals and parents or guardians. Eastern versus Western European summation curves of CAP were distributed for all of the 15 participating countries and plotted here on the two graphs. In general, individual Western European countries scored higher in the final CAP scale, with Austria and Switzerland the two countries who reached the highest levels of CAP. These plots are also interesting if one considers that the summation curves show a significant increase in the knowledge area, but it declines in the attitudinal area and drops off in the practices area. This reinforces the concept that these three important components of social domains may not be intrinsically linked. This can also be demonstrated by looking at the two different summation curves for males and females. In this case, both curves show similar trends, but the CAP scale levels reached by males are significantly lower when compared to females. Once again, the distance becomes even more significant when the attitudinal and practice domains are taken into consideration. In this graph, we can see the impact of earlier sexual formal. We can see the impact of earlier formal sex education on sexual health CAP. This positive association is very significant considering that youngsters that declare having started receiving formal sex education before the age of 10 are also the ones showing the highest levels of CAP. A very similar association was found for the number of sexual partners. The youngsters who have engaged in sexual activities with 5 or fewer individuals are also the ones showing the highest levels of CAP. As previously mentioned, the mean level of CAP in sexual health is also determined by relationship status, with the lowest score on average achieved by those who are married. Significant differences were also detected for single and unattached young people compared with those who were dating. Finally, statistically significant differences were also found for the young people's current source of sex education. In this case, even though friends are a highly cited source of sex education in the majority of the countries, other sources are more significantly associated with higher levels of CAP. It's interesting to note that this is especially true for the two least cited sources, namely the health professionals and parents or guardians. Therefore, a clear distinction should be made between the levels of exposure and levels of association. And in this case, youngsters in Europe are not highly exposed to health professionals, nor their parents in terms of sex education. But these two sources are the most highly associated to higher levels of sexual health CAP. Now, in conclusion, differences in CAP levels between Eastern and Western European countries should be addressed considering specific cultural aspects that promotes or impairs reaching higher levels of sexual health. This is important considering higher levels of sexual health. and the surveillance studies that show that Eastern Europe is one region which is most vulnerable to HIV and STIs. As reported by Lowndes in the Euro surveillance study, countries of Eastern Europe experience some of the highest rates of HIV infections in the world. And fast on the footsteps of HIV is chlamydia. This study represents an overview of the knowledge, attitudes and practices of sexual health amongst young people in those 15 European countries. The analysis of the data demonstrated that different levels of CAP in sexual health can be identified, and some specific factors, sex education and specific sources of sex education, can have an effect in determining variations in CAP results. The results of the study highlight the importance of empowering healthcare professionals, teachers, and sex education, and parents and guardians, all targeting youth. Finally, young males should have access to more sex education programs that address specifically male roles in sexual health. As demonstrated in this report, their level of knowledge in sexual health is significantly lower in comparison to the young females. This in turn has a direct impact on their sexual health attitudes and behaviours, and also a lack of condom use. In summary, there is not just one major factor that can be associated to high levels of CAP in sexual health. The socio-economic and exposure factors that will determine how a young person will be able to absorb sexual health content and translate it into attitudes that in turn will shape their sexual and safer sex behaviours are multiple and complex. It will also depend on the geographical factors and public policies that are promoted in those respective countries. Thank you. Any questions at this stage?
Yes. The variable for the age at which they started sex education, how did you define, you know, what type of sex education they were receiving? Did they count if it was a formal class at a school, an orientation by a healthcare professional, or just information conveyed by a peer?
We gave a list of various sources, so from parents, from schools, the school, nurses, through to peers, friends. So it was selection from a list that was supplied. And as we saw in that graph from the age of 10, so if you start as early as 10 having exposure to that, to good sex education, age-related obviously, of course, then that does lead to that higher level of CAP. And we know in our other research as well that that also leads to increased sexual confidence later on in life. Okay, well, happy to take further questions once all of my fellow speakers have contributed. Thank you.